So the key is to just have you pregnant all the time.
Oh God, no, this is the last one. Can't do this.
You say that now, I'm gonna hold you to that.
This is Almost Prepared, the podcast where you'll laugh, you'll learn, and get through life one day at a time with Jamie and Victoria.
So what week of your pregnancy are you on right now?
That is a very good question. When I was pregnant with Cole, I knew the week and the day down to it. I am 23 weeks.
Okay. When a baby is born, like 9 months, how many weeks is that?
40 weeks.
Okay. So you're more than halfway done.
Yeah. I'm more than halfway there.
Are you feeling okay?
You know, Jamie, I feel like this time around, it's so much harder because Cole is in day home and he literally brings home every single germ known to humankind. So I'm sick just all the time.
Kids in daycare and school is just a cesspool of germs for you to just build up your immunity system again. You look good, if that helps.
Thank you. But I literally, since he started day home in October, I feel like I'm sick every other week. Like I'm not even over exaggerating. Like it's actually insane. And before this, I thought I had an unreal immune system. I really did. I was like, I never got sick, never got the flu, never got anything. Mm-hmm. But when you have a toddler coughing in your face and literally runny noses all the time, you're going to get sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cole's like, hold my beer. I'm going to make sure that you get everything.
Yes. And then just being pregnant too, your immune system's weaker. So yeah.
You know what? 2023, I'm happy that you're pregnant and things going well. Not a great start. It's okay. It can only get better from here, right?
It's been a wild year and it's only...
It's March now.
I'm like, what month are we in? Like, Jesus.
We're going to keep positive. Okay, so I have to be honest with you. Last week, I wasn't the most forthcoming. And you know, our show is all about being honest and being very transparent about everything, right? Yes. I know you're thinking I'm going to say something like crazy right now, like something stupid, no, but...
What is going on?
Remember how, like, how we were talking about Valentine's Day and all that stuff, and I made an off-color comment about how I'd rather have the cat be my Valentine than Kyle? It was because we had a really big fight on Valentine's Day, and I kind of broke up with Kyle on Valentine's Day. Long story short, we had, like, a big fight about something. You know when you fight about things that are super small? And then they turn it to something bigger because you're not like getting to the root of the problem. You're picking up on an example that you're bringing up. And that's kind of what happened. And I got to a point where I was just like overly frustrated. And I felt like I had to consistently reiterate what's important to me and my feelings and all that stuff. And, you know, I'm a very honest person. I always tell people what I think all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was like a lot to go through, and I don't want to say get over because like it's still in the midst of it. So we've had some conversations since then, and you know, we saw the counselor because we've been speaking to a counselor for a little bit. And so like we decided that we're going to do like a 60-day trial type of a thing to see like how things are going to go moving forward and try to work on these issues that we've been having and trying to better up the communication and all that and kind of get back to where we were. Because I don't think that my decision was rash. I think that it was like built up tension over a long period of time. And yeah. I just, you know, I said what I said. So yeah, I didn't want to say this in the midst of like talking about Valentine's Day and like, oh, it's amazing. And no, it was not.
I'm so sorry, Jamie, that you're going through this.
It's weird to talk about it. Like, you know, I talked about it with a friend last week and I'm like, I don't fully process emotion really well. And I don't really emote or cry or anything like that. It's just this whole lot of childhood trauma going on there. Whole another show. But anyway, so like things are, they're okay now because I think we're still working through things together and just trying to see if there's going to be a step moving forward or if it's just like time to call it what it is. Anyone who knows me knows that like I've talked about these like problems a lot. So it's nothing new and it's nothing that's like only his fault or only my fault. There's just some things that we've been having problems with overall that I think that as we talk through it consistently, we can figure out like where the problem lies and how we can get better with it. So I'm being optimistic as to what's going to happen within the next 60 days, but also I'm being realistic to know that it's okay sometimes to rip off the Band-Aid and then do what you have to do as well.
So where do you guys stand now? Like, are you living together?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We're still in the same house and everything is kind of still the same. It's weird, but it's very therapeutic in a way to, I figured I had to talk about it because I'm like, I just can't pretend as if things are fine when they're not, you know?
How's Kyle through all of this? Like, was he blindsided by this or did he kind of know it was coming?
I don't think he ever expected me to like fully, I've said it before. That's the thing. You know, when people say that, like they break up as a threat. I don't want to say I was that person that did it, but I always like,
okay. That's a whole other thing. We will not go into
thank
it.
Thank you. That's a whole another episode, really.
Yes.
So like, it's never been like, oh my gosh, this is like out of the blue nowhere. When you express things that you are unhappy with or would like to see be different and you don't see that, then it's just like, we're not on the same page and we need to be on the same page if we're going to move forward together. So if we can get on the same page, we can go back to what we were and or recreate something different. So I don't think he was surprised by it. I think that he may have been surprised by like my directness towards it, I guess.
I like you two together, obviously.
Thank you.
And I think you two, at the end of the day, have a really beautiful relationship, but I want you two to both be happy. So mm-hmm. I just want you to be happy. So yeah. Whatever decision you decide, whatever way, whatever path, I'm here for you and I support you. And yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I have said from the very beginning that I think it's best for me to be happy as well too. I mean, obviously you want your partner to be happy, but like you have to do what's best for you at the end of the day. Right now, I call it the limbo period where things are like mm-hmm. still trying to figure out how things are going to go and where we're going to be because there's still a lot of love there and there's no hate. There's no ill will. There's no malice. Like there wasn't even name calling in the argument. It was more, this annoys me and I don't see it ever being any different. And that's coming from both of our perspectives as well. Right now, though, things have been better because we've been overly communicating. We've been talking very openly and honestly. So it feels like the steps to get into the right spot, but I will let you know in 60 days.
But you know what? I'm also really proud of you too for seeking out counseling and like help throughout all of this. I think that's just so mature. And it shows that, you know, you two both take this seriously and that at the end of the day, you two both love each other and you want to give it the best. You know, you don't want to just cut it off and just toss it away. You want to, mm-hmm. you know, try. And if it succeeds, great. If it doesn't, well, then at least you know that you two both made an effort and it just didn't work out.
And that's what I said. I was talking to a friend of mine over the weekend because he's like, what are you going to do? Are you like, are you calling it quits or are you just like, you have to make a decision? And I was like, I need to know like that I put in my full effort before mm-hmm. I make a decision because I know my personality is the type of person that like, if I don't like something, I leave like that. Take a look at how many times I've moved in my life. I'm like, if I don't like it, I'm just going to go.
Same here. I'm not too. I feel like that's just a personality trait being in radio. Yeah, right? It's so bad. We can just cut people like that. It's like, okay, bye.
Instantly. We're so used to it. So
I know
that about myself. And I told Kyle after the weekend, I'm like, you know, I know this is a problem of mine and I know that I have to work on this as well. So I'm willing to put in the effort because I still think there's a lot of good there and a lot of potential as well. And seeing a therapist was a really good idea until I felt like the therapist was just like agreeing with everything that I said. And I'm like, this is why I like therapy because the therapist agrees with me and everything that I'm saying. So
also, I just think it's like in your 20s, would you have gone to a therapist, a couples therapist? Like, I just feel like it's so mature. Mm. Like this is just, you can tell that you take this relationship really seriously because like, damn, you know, like you guys are seeking help.
Yeah, I do get it. I think that my personality has always been the same in the sense of like, I don't think I'm a know-it-all, but I do tend to believe that I'm right about a lot of things, which is also a problem with a therapist to point out, let me say. See, no one disagrees. Exactly. So just in the sense of full transparency, that's why I just wanted to tell you, because I didn't want to lie while we're talking about things and be like, everything's so peachy keen and whatever. No, it's not. But I'm still optimistic and I'm going in with a good attitude that things can be better.
I'm rooting for you too.
Yeah.
If that's what you want. I'm here for whatever you want. Okay, Jamie, this is actually one of my favorite segments right now that we're doing. It's this or that.
Oh, I love that you love this. Okay.
Me too. Scrambled eggs or over easy eggs?
Okay, fun fact, I don't eat eggs. I don't like them.
Wow. Okay.
And we went to Denny's a couple weeks ago and I decided to get scrambled eggs. And Kyle's like, why would you get them? Those are like the worst way to get eggs if you don't like eggs. It was true. I had three bites and I'm like, this is disgusting.
This is disgusting. Wow. I have never really met someone who doesn't like eggs.
To be honest, I realized as like I was 10 years old and I realized where eggs come from. And I'm like, they come from the chicken's butt. Want to eat no eggs. And that was all it took.
You're
yeah.
done. pumpkin pie or apple pie?
Apple pie. I can't stand pumpkin pie.
Cookie dough or cookies from scratch?
Cookies from scratch. I'm not one of those weird people who likes eating cookie dough.
I am finding so much about you right now when it comes to food. Like, I'm actually blown away.
You're welcome.
Who are you? Hot dogs or hamburgers?
Hamburgers, definitely.
Macaroni salad or potato salad?
I'm not white, so we didn't have either of these growing up, but I guess I'd pick potato salad. Macaroni salad is weird.
Taco Bell or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
If you said Taco Bell, I would have judged you so friggin' hard.
I don't even know if people still eat Taco Bell. I really don't.
I agree with you on that one. Flip-flops or sneakers?
Flip-flops.
Boxers or briefs?
Boxer briefs, technically.
Oh, look at you.
Mm-hmm, snazzy.
America's Got Talent or American Idol? Or both, none of those.
I'd say none. If it was like the earlier seasons, I would watch the earlier American Idol. But now, none. I'd rather not watch TV. And that says something about me.
Would you rather skydive or bungee jump?
Skydive.
Would you rather drive a car or a truck?
Gotta drive a car.
I'm surprised, though. I mean, you've been living out west now for a while. I thought maybe, you know, you would want to just upgrade to something a little bit bigger. But no, you're still good with your truck, eh?
I feel like a truck, like, just admits that you're Albertan. It admits that you're from the west. And it admits that you're going to do heavy labor and helping people move. And I ain't going to do none of that, Victoria. None of it.
Spring or fall?
Fall, because it's my birthday.
Art festival or music festival?
Music festival.
Would you rather get a phone call or a text?
That really does depend on who it's from, but I'm going to say text.
And then last one is online shopping or in-person shopping?
If I could buy from iWholesale Candy in person, it'd be like a kid in a candy store, really, right?
You would be a two-person cart at Costco.
Oh, I'd be that person. I'd be holding up the line. I would never leave the store. I'd be there all day. That game is actually really good because you learn a lot about a person really quickly based off of their decisions.
I know.
If you thought I was going to pick Taco Bell, you'd think I'm crazy.
Honestly, I was like, if he picks Taco Bell, part of me was like, maybe.
Let's get personal, personal. Let's get personal, personal.
Is there a movie or TV show that is guaranteed to make you cry?
Oh, yes. Marley and Me. Any shows that have to do with dogs, I bawl. Like, a human can die in a movie or a TV show, and I'm like, okay, yeah. The dog dies? I'm dead.
Game over.
Dead. Like, Homeward Bound?
Yeah.
Like, at the end scene when they all come back, including the cat? Bawling. Mm-hmm. Bawling. Yeah. I was so young. I was like, what, like 5? Just tearing up, dying. When Mustafa dies, I cried. I was like 3 years old. Like, there's something about animals dying. I just can't handle it.
Isn't it so funny, though, because I agree with you in the same way, but like when a human dies, you're like, okay, you know, game over. We got it. But an animal who we know have a shorter lifespan, just like, oh my gosh, the dog's dead.
I watched this one movie on Netflix a couple years ago, and it was about an army dog. Mm-hmm. And this dog like served in the military, like sniffed out bombs, and then at the end, like died. I was not okay. Like, I'm still feel like I'm not over it. And it's been like 4 years. I hugged my dog for so long that she got up and left. She's like, enough. Like, what's going on?
I get it. I've got enough love. I'm not going to die yet.
Rick. Yes. My question for you, did Alex Murdoch do it?
What are we referring to? I'm going to get red for filth right now.
Oh, my God. You don't have Netflix anymore. Oh my God. Okay. There's a Netflix documentary about the Murdochs, and they're like this big, well-known family in South Carolina, but there's so many different murders attached to this family.
Okay. I think I've seen a poster for that or something on Facebook or the other day.
Yeah. So right now the dad is on trial for potentially, maybe they haven't figured it out yet, but I think he's guilty for killing his wife and his son.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It's a really good documentary. I think it's only 3 or 4 episodes. It's not very long, but it, man, it just sucks you right in. But you...
I guess we won't know. Okay. Well, you know, okay. Quick sidebar about that. Because remember how Netflix was supposed to be gone by the 21st. Yes. Apparently, my friend who has the account, she hasn't set a primary address yet. So I still have access to Netflix, but I've just been using Disney Plus now recently because I'm on a Simpsons kick. So, you know, I will see if I can watch it for next week and then I'll let you know the answer to your question.
Okay. Because it's actually really, really interesting.
I believe it. I love any type of like murder mystery type of, you know, sociopath documentary stuff. I love that. probably not the same thing, but yeah, I will find a way to pirate it or scam it next week and I'll talk about it then.
Do you have anything at home right now that you've been holding on to for a really long time? Because, you know, to you, it holds like a lot of sentimental value, or maybe it's rare, or maybe it's really valuable.
I do have my original Super Nintendo, and they have a bunch of these old Canadian bills, like the $2 bill and the $1 bill and all these other ones that I've been holding on to. And then Kyle does have a whole bin full of Beanie Babies that are like in pristine condition that that I'm hoping one day will be worth a ton of money.
Do you remember that? How they literally were like, these Beanie Babies are going to put your kids through college because one day they're going to be worth so much money. And if the tag ripped or fell off, it's like, well, this Beanie Baby's trash now.
It's garbage. Yeah. I remember McDonald's even sold them for a long time. And we collected those for forever. And then I forgot about them until Kyle said he has a whole bin full. So I think that's going to be the future retirement plan.
Love it. Okay, so get this. A factory sealed first-generation iPhone. So first-generation iPhone. This thing is like, what? It's like 10 years old?
Yeah.
More than that. More than that.
They came out in like, what, 2004, 5 or something?
Yeah, 7. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So long ago. It sold at an auction for over $63,000, more than 100 times its original price.
Are you serious?
Yes. A woman was gifted the phone in 2007, but never opened it because she didn't want to get rid of her other phone. Mm-hmm. So 27 people bid on this phone, and it sold for over $63,000.
I'm shooketh as to why. Okay, what are you going to do with that phone from 2007? Because you can't even update it to be like a current phone. So it's literally just nostalgic.
It's literally just going to sit on your shelf.
It's a paperweight, a $63,000 paperweight.
Who has that type of money?
Clearly 27 people who were bidding on it. That's crazy.
That is crazy. That's so crazy.
It's okay.
You know what's crazy is you could probably go to Value Village and find that phone. Like, no, will it be enclosed in its case? No, but...
I'm sure somebody got that and said, like, maybe they really wanted it or something, or they were collecting iPhones. I feel like I already know the answer, but have you made, like, a crazy, stupid purchase recently?
Nothing stupid, and I feel like I can't buy anything stupid or crazy or fun because I'm going on mat leave again.
Right.
And you literally make $0. So I feel like every purchase we make right now is very strategic.
Very practical. Right.
Very practical, especially because day home for like two kids is like for a year, it's like $20,000.
Yeah. That's like your radio salary.
Yeah, seriously, it's crazy.
Well, I don't have children, obviously. I talked to my brother about this. We have like imposter syndrome, where growing up, we just felt like we were always like struggling and poor. So now that we are a little bit more affluent, we believe that we can't afford to buy things and we'll struggle with like a $4 purchase at the store. So then recently I've been like, well, I can afford whatever I want. So then lately I'll just go to the store and be like, this is crazy stupid. I shouldn't buy this. And then I buy it anyway. It's been wonderful.
Are you also the type of person that when you get something really nice and valuable, you don't want to use it?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to force like the air fryer, the double basket air fryer that I've been asking for over a year that I finally bought for myself. I just started using it a month ago. And it's wonderful because our oven broke the other day. So it's been great to use it.
Well, that's good. Not that your oven broke, but that you're using it. I'm glad.
Well, now I'm looking at new ovens and I'm like, I'll spend $1,000. No problem. What is the biggest scam in life that nobody wants to admit? Kyle and I were talking about taxes over the weekend, and it's crazy how it works. Because first of all, they don't teach you how to do it in school. You know, they teach you how to line dance and how to do everything else that you're never going to use in life. And then you got to go figure it out on your own. And if you don't figure it out, then you're going to get fined on that. Or maybe you're going to go to jail for tax evasion. And then you get taxed on money that you make. And then you get taxed on money that you spend. You get taxed on things that you own that you already paid taxes on with already taxed money.
Do you ever look at your paycheck and you're just like, what the hell?
Where did it all go?
Where did it go? Money? Where did it go? Like so many taxes that I'm like, why do I work?
Honestly, that's why so many people chose to not go back to work at the beginning of the pandemic. They're like, I'm making more money from this $2,000 a month than I would be if I went to work and got taxed. So I might as well just not even go to work.
Sad? Like, very that's sad. So sad.
But a couple other things that were on the list of ways that we're getting scammed, which I think were so funny. Insurance, you pay for it. It's illegal not to have it. And then you have to fight tooth and nail to get your claim. And then if you use a claim in your insurance, your rates go up. You have to pay more because you use the insurance.
100%. 100%. It's so dumb.
And you could literally go your entire life and not ever use your insurance and get no money back or nothing. You literally paid for the possibility of something happening, but then nothing happens.
Now I'm just pissed.
I know this conversation is going to get you angry. Some other things I saw on the list were normal TV. You had a TV subscription, but you paid to watch the ads.
Mm-hmm.
Data caps, free trials with automatic renewals. This one was interesting. The cost of anything baby related. So people were saying that if you just add the word baby to anything, it automatically makes it like 10 times more expensive than normal.
It's so dumb. I find that with a lot of things like babies, weddings. I find the wedding industry, as soon as you say, oh, they're flowers for a wedding, it's like double the price.
You were saying that Garrett bought a baby toothbrush and toothpaste and it was $13.
$13. It's so dumb. Like the other day I was going to go buy Cole another plate and you can buy those like suction silicone plates. Yes. And it was like $15. And then I just went to like, it was in Superstore and they had just had like these plates on an end cap and they were bamboo plates, which is perfect. And they were like $1.99.
Yeah.
So I just bought two of those and two like cups and bowls and stuff for like the price of this one plate.
Of the one suction cup. Yeah.
And I'm like, this is dishwasher safe. If he tosses it on the ground, it's not going to break. I'm like, I don't need a silicone plate. Get out of here. You can take the silicone plate off of the table anyways. Figure that out.
It's a scam. It is a scam. So I also love that you're shopping at Superstore. I love that.
I love Superstore.
Who doesn't? And the big ones too were bank fees, you know, paying to take out your own money. And
yes, or paying to transfer money to
your
someone.
Your own
so
money.
So annoying. I know. What the hell?
Like you pay taxes on it and then you want to give it to someone else or take it out. You're like, oh, you got to pay for that too. So dumb.
I remember I was getting a new bank account or something like that. I was with my dad at TD and my dad's like, okay, but like, just so you know, if you put, I can't remember the lump, but it was like 10 grand or something in your savings every year, then you will get like taxed on it. And this is when I was making like $27,000 a year working in radio. And I was like, okay, dad, trust me. I will never
That's not going to happen.
I'm not out here putting 10 grand a year into my savings. I make 20 grand a year.
I really don't know how we made it out of radio alive on the salaries. I really don't.
I'm surprised we're not malnourished 100%.
I was. If you look at photos of me in radio in 2015 and 16, I was a twig. And then I got out of radio. He plumped up real good. He's eating well now. And then the last scam here was service charges on tickets and events and everything. I was looking to book tickets to go see a movie at Cineplex. Do you know that they charge you a service fee now for booking your ticket online?
I have no words. I just like, why? We are literally saving them money because they don't have to hire people, which I know sounds sad and terrible, but like...
And now we're paying for that too.
Get out of here.
Guess who's never seeing a movie at Cineplex again?
Seriously.
Fake news, fake news. You are fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Two headlines are true and one is a lie. You gotta figure it out. A man breaks into jail to hang out with his friends. A man was arrested for eating pancakes in the middle of the crosswalk, and a restaurant sues a customer who left a bad review. Which one is the fake news?
The pancake.
Why do you think that one's fake?
Because he's eating a pancake in the middle of a crosswalk. Like, that can't be. You can't get arrested for that.
Well, that's real. It's a Florida guy. He was eating pancakes in the middle of the intersection.
And he got arrested.
Of course he did. He was blocking traffic. He wouldn't move. The fake news was the restaurant who sues a customer who left a bad review. A restaurant actually threatened to sue a customer after they left a $3,000 tip. And then they later disputed the charges on the credit card a couple months later. But the restaurant already gave the money to the server. And they're like, well, we're not going to get the money because you changed your mind. That's not how tips work.
If someone did that, like, that's just rude and low. Like, you can't just give a server an amazing tip and be like, you know what? I actually want it back.
I think it's a person who probably did it to, like, gloat and get clout on the internet and probably filmed it and whatever. Mm, and it was like, yes. Oh, I actually need that money. So I tried to take it back.
I want the money. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! No way!
Say what?
This can't be real.
This story may make you want to check under your floorboards. A man was doing some renos in his house and he was baffled after he found 150 corn on the cobs under his floorboard.
What?
Yes. Granted, his house is over 300 years old. He was expecting, you know, to see a few problems, but not like this. He believes a previous owner must have put the corn there for some insulation and it just didn't work. Could you imagine the smell?
Yeah, the smell and the look of 150 corn. I wonder how long it was actually under the house for.
Probably 300 years. Wow. The mice? Oh.
And everything, jeez. Yeah. He must have got a really good deal on the house then, I'm hoping, but damn.
Just no insulation, just corn.
This is probably in Alberta then.
Yeah.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Jennifer Aniston was almost a Saturday Night Live cast member before Friends. She turned down the role because she heard that the SNL environment was not good towards women.
Dolly Parton once entered the Dolly Parton lookalike contest and lost. And even better, she lost to a drag queen.
So a drag queen looked more like Dolly Parton than Dolly Parton.
So good.
That's awesome. If you put together all the time characters sit in silence in Twilight, it's about 26 minutes. See, this is why I never saw the movies, because that's just ridiculous.
It's actually such a terrible series.
I believe it.
So bad. There's a town in Norway called Hell. Ironically, it never gets very warm there. In fact, the temperature regularly dips below 0 degrees.
That's kind of funny. Where are you from? Hell. I get it. And the Supreme Court has its own private basketball court called the highest court in the land. That's cute. Nice. They probably never play there, to be honest.
Yeah, no, they're too busy.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
Do you eat in bed?
No. But when I'm pregnant, sometimes.
What's your food of choice?
In bed? Mm-hmm. Oh, it can be when I'm pregnant, like oranges, chips, cookies, you know, the messy things.
Yeah. I like how you also started off with oranges, be like, I'm going to be healthy and say oranges. And then it's chips and cookies and all the crumbs, literally.
Yes. Cake, ice cream. Yeah. Yeah.
I am
usually I don't like to eat in bed. I don't like to. I find it gross. I don't like.
Really?
I don't like rolling around in crumbs. No.
Well, you sweep up the crumbs or you take a vacuum to the bed.
But we also don't have a TV in our bedroom. So I don't really see the need to sit in my bed and eat.
Right. We recently put a TV in the bedroom and it's been the greatest decision because I am constantly eating in bed now. And I'm like, I should get a fridge in the bedroom too, because I might as well just make it a full circle moment and never leave.
Jimmy, the ants go marching one by one.
Hey, if they're already in the house, you know, might as well pay rent and enjoy the bed as well too. But I make sure to clean up the crumbs. I will eat chips there, cookies, like you said, cereal, gummy bears, you name it. I'm going to eat it in bed, no problem. And it's so comfortable and I love it.
No wonder you eat all night, because literally the food's right there.
Literally. So, yeah. I asked because a third of people say that they would break up with somebody because they ate in bed. And I was like, if you eat in bed, soulmate.
I kind of agree with that. Like, I'm not a big bed eater.
Unless you're pregnant.
Unless I'm pregnant.
So the key is to just have you pregnant all the time.
Oh, God, no. This is the last one. Can't do this.
You say that now. I'm going to hold you to that.
No, I like can't breathe anymore. I'm sick all the time. I'm like, my joints hurt. This is it. This is the grand finale.
I'm just going to hold you to that because I cannot wait till you're pregnant again. I'm going to say it again. okay, one more thing. I think this is wild. I was talking to my friend over the weekend too. He says that he never enters his credit card online. He doesn't have an Amazon account. He's never bought a plane ticket. Like, he is so worried about like getting some form of like fraud that he never enters his credit card online. And I was like, you don't have Amazon? Well, how do you order stuff?
How do you buy a ticket if it's not online? Do you call the person?
You can call, or you can get your friend to do it for you. And then pay. That's what he does. He gets his friends to buy it and then he pays them instead. Crazy,
he
right?
He needs to grow up. Yeah, he needs to grow up. It's 2023.
I think he's crazy. And I was
he
so
is
shocked.
Crazy. Yes.
I'm shooketh by this. So I'm like, I told him I'm going to talk about it. So Brooks, I talked about it. I think you're crazy.
He needs therapy. He does. He needs help.
He needs therapy. The quote of 2023.
Y'all need therapy.
He'll listen to this and I'll let you know what he says next week, okay?
Perfect. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.